This is Jim Inkster. Thank you for joining us for Talk Louisiana. We're now joined, as our weekly custom is on this day, by Mark Ballard, the Capital Bureau Chief for The Advocate. Your number is 877-217-5757, and this week was dominated by Beltway politics. The President of the United States, Donald John Trump, delivered his second State of the Union address. 48 million people watched it. Very good audience. But less than half of those who watched the Super Bowl watched the presidential address. But to give the president his credit, 76% of the Americans said they had a favorable view of the address, and Mark Ballard, certainly he had a lot of people cheering him in the Louisiana delegation.
Oh yeah. I think that address, he pretty much gave a little for everybody, and you grabbed the part that you liked best and went with it. And but he also, as going for his base or going for those suburban voters, he also alienated the people that are opposite. So, I mean, it was.
Well, we've got another collision coming too in just over a week. If things are not resolved, the government could shut down again. And John Neely Kennedy, the junior senator, who is one of those who is cheering the president every step of the way almost, said a few weeks ago that without a bridge, without a wall, not a bridge, a wall, that any conciliatory measure by the president would be dead as 4 o'clock. Well, the president ultimately buckled, at least for a few weeks. What's coming in the week to come?
Well, and I wonder how he's going to get out of it, but I think that the only way is that he's going to be able to have to redefine what we mean by wall. He's already started doing that, and then declare victory and let it go. But remember, he agreed to a budget without the wall and was changed basically because of the pundits for his base on the far right, and that was when he threw down his marker to say, you know, no more, we're not going to, got to have the wall or not. So I'm wondering how that's going to work out, and I can't tell you. I mean, he's already starting to walk back the definitions of what a wall might be, but is that going to be enough to save the day? I don't know.
877-217-5757 for Mark Ballard of The Advocate. David in Atlanta. Hi, David. You're on Talk Louisiana.
Good morning, gentlemen. There was an economist on one of the cable channels the other morning. He said the prediction is, in 10 years, the Trump Republican budget, tax cuts and all, that don't pay for themselves, will add $12 trillion to the national debt. We'll be well over $30 trillion in debt. And Trump himself said, when we reach $24 trillion, we are another Greece. Now, evidently, the tax cuts, as I predicted, are not paying for themselves. And where, oh, where has the Tea Party gone?
All right. Well, we are headed for a $1 trillion deficit. And Senator Kennedy, who, when he was state treasurer, counted every bean, he's not talking a whole lot about this. But to give him his due, Mark, he did not vote for the tax plan that David cited. Bill Cassidy did, but John Kennedy did not.
Right, and most of our delegation also approved the tax plan. And I mean, to answer his question about the Tea Party, they run government now. That's where they went. And I, from everything I'm reading, is that the best that we, you and I, middle class folks, got out of the tax cut was last year, and it's going to go down each year for the next few, and then we're going to have a huge deficit.
877-217-5757 if you'd like to join the conversation with Mark Ballard, the Capital Bureau Chief for The Advocate. And the President of the United States, of course, carried 58% of the votes in Louisiana. His national numbers are at 40.5% now in the Real Clear Politics conflation of polls. 55.5% of the people are in disagreement with the president. But remember, 54% of the people voted against Donald Trump in 2016, and he won the election. David in Atlanta. David, good morning. Excuse me. This is Phil in Jefferson Terrace. Phil, good morning. You're on Talk Louisiana.
Yeah, good morning, gentlemen. Mr. Ballard, I want to thank you for your article about the tax credit situation. Are you guys going to look more in depth on that? I know there's 80 years of a history of that, just basically rubber stamping the tax exemptions to big companies and corporations. Thank you, sir, for your work.
Well, the ITEP is going to be a major issue probably in this session. You have the business Republicans who are pushing for basically going back to the way it was before the Democratic governor changed the procedures, if you will, and requires a little more local input and required to make the second 5 years not automatic, and tried to limit it a little bit. And then with the school board's vote a couple of weeks ago, I think that's going to change it because they were not really prepared for a local government to say no.
You know, we keep hearing about how Texas has a better mousetrap than we do, but they allow local governments to say no.
Well, right. Louisiana is the only state that has this sort of statewide paternalistic part of the ITEP, of its ITEP. So, I mean, that's what you're going to be hearing from one side on this. The other side is going to be arguing that, local governments are not sophisticated enough to understand what's going on.
Dexter, downtown, excuse me, I'm losing my voice, but Dexter, you're on Talk Louisiana with Mark Ballard. Hi, Dexter.
Hi, everyone. I was hoping that you can kind of talk about if you see Louisiana voters kind of straying away or nationally from Trump in general, as we've seen as we walk into year two and we've seen him lie about a lot of things and the tax plan and the wall, and they're not really working out the way that he said they would.
Is there going to be an exodus from the president if things don't get better?
That is the interesting question. I mean, my gut feel is no, that he is going to retain his popularity amongst those with whom he is popular. I think what we'll start seeing, and I think that a good indicator of whether or not Louisiana is going to step back, as other parts of the country have, primarily in the suburban areas that are switching over to a more conservative type of Democrat, is watch what happens with Governor Edwards' election at the end of this fall, and watch what happens with the House elections, in Louisiana House elections, this fall. If it goes to full Republican, then I would say, that no, we'll stick with Trump. If there is some, if the numbers seem to be indicating a more moderate House member, then I would say that he's going to have some troubles.
All right. In Louisiana, of course, the president got more votes in 2016 than any candidate in the history of our state. But we have higher turnout in presidential elections. Hillary Clinton got more votes than John Bel Edwards and David Vitter did, and she lost by a huge margin in Louisiana. Mark, that's an interesting thing, that as much as we talk about the governor and everybody in Louisiana, every boy and every girl probably now wants to grow up and be governor, we don't vote in the governor's elections the way we do in presidential elections. And if things don't change, if they don't get more intense in the next 8 months, so we're probably going to have a very low voter turnout come October 12th.
I think, though, that, I mean, low compared to a presidential year, but not low compared to a normal election. I still think that we'll probably see, 40 to 50% turnout, which sadly is high, considered high nowadays, in this election, because I believe that there's going to be a lot of focus on, by both national and Republicans and Democrats, on our governor's race.
All right.
And they will also be also on Mississippi, where they're going to also have a competitive gubernatorial race.
And with the minority vote in both states, it would seem that a Democrat could be well positioned to make a run, as John Bel Edwards did. And Edwards did not, of course, get a majority of the white vote, but he did get enough of a coalition that he won with 56% of the votes. Holly in the Garden District says, Mark, thank God we're not Virginia. What's going on in the Commonwealth state?
Gee, I don't know what she's discussing. Does that mean Virginia, a solid red state just a few years ago, which is now teetering on becoming a blue state, or is she talking about the governor and lieutenant governor
and the attorney general? And the attorney general.
And the attorney general. So, the legislature there has just kind of come to a complete stop as they're trying to sort out who's going to be running things in there. And I don't know. You know, I don't know how that's all going to turn out. I mean, it just seems it's a mess right now, isn't it?
It is a huge mess. And today, front page of The Advocate, a story by Elizabeth Crisp about 1983 when state lawmakers were wearing blackface and whiteface in a production of the opera. And at that time, you had blacks and whites laughing about it. But today, my guess, Mark, is that something like this would not be done.
Yeah, I would think that they would not be done. And if my recollection back then, of course, you know, I was young, and my recollection back then was that kind of party happened a lot, you know. So the fact that the Virginia governor had that, the fact is not really that surprising. But I thought what was interesting about the story here at the legislature was, you know, how upfront everybody was about it.
Well, it was in John McGinnis's book, The Last Hayride, from 1984, and John McGinnis was a great writer, great follower of Louisiana politics, just as our guest Mark Ballard. Mark, it's always a pleasure. We'll be calling on you again next week. Thank you for joining us.
Okay, great. Thank you.
We're back after this pause.